Welcome to The Randy Report. I'm Randy Slavacek, your host. I'm also the writer and editor of therandyreport.com, where you can find me every single day on the internet reporting on the daily news cycle in terms of politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. In this week's headlines, Target became the target of anti-LGBTQ ire for its annual Pride Month merchandise. The CDC reports new HIV infections are declining. And Netflix gave us a first look at the upcoming season 2 of its acclaimed series, Heartstopper, ahead of its premiere this August. All that and more in this episode of The Randy Report. The biggest LGBTQ news story of the week has to be the announcement from retailer Target that it is removing certain items from its stores and making other changes to its LGBTQ merchandise nationwide ahead of Pride Month after an intense backlash from some customers, including violent confrontations with its workers. The retailer said in a statement this past Tuesday, "Since introducing this year's collection, we've experienced threats impacting our team members' sense of safety and well-being while at work. Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior." Target declined to say which items it was removing, but among the ones that garnered the most attention were tuck-friendly women's swimsuits that allow trans women who have not had gender-affirming operations to conceal their private parts. Several social media users had posted videos falsely claiming the retailer was selling the tuck-friendly bathing suits aimed at kids or in kids' sizes. This wasn't true at all. The Pride merchandise has been on sale since early May in advance of Pride Month, which is held every June in recognition of the Stonewall Uprising of 1969. Target confirmed it had moved its Pride merchandise displays from the front of the stores to the back in some southern stores after some violent confrontations in those areas. All of this comes as beer brand Bud Light is still grappling with a backlash from customers angered in its attempt to broaden its customer base by partnering with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. It's worth noting that Target and other retailers, including Walmart and H&M, have been expanding their LGBTQ displays to celebrate Pride Month for nearly a decade. This year, however, transgender issues have become a hot-button topic in state legislatures, and the backlash has turned hostile. Following Target's announcement this week, a coalition of major LGBTQ plus organizations, which included the Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, GLSEN, the National Center for Lesbian Rights, the National LGBTQ Task Force, Family Equality, and the National Black Justice Coalition, called on Target to release a public statement reaffirming their commitment to the LGBTQ community. The statement read in part, "Recent pushback against businesses such as Anheuser-Busch and Target, blatantly organized by extremist groups, serves as a wake-up call for all businesses that support the LGBTQ community. We've seen this extremist playbook of attacks before. Their goal is clear: to prevent LGBTQ plus inclusion and representation, silence our allies, and make our community invisible. These attacks fuel hate against LGBTQ plus people, just as we've seen this year with more than 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills that restrict basic freedoms and aim to erase LGBTQ plus people." The statement concluded saying, "Target and all businesses can leverage the support of LGBTQ plus organizations to navigate this hate so that together we can let extremists know unequivocally that just as with every other failed anti-LGBTQ plus campaign of the past, fear will not win." New data released by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention shows promising signs in the fight to end the spread of HIV in the United States, pointing to a 12% decline in the number of new infections between 2017 and 2021. The overall decline was fueled by a decrease among people 13 to 24 years old, among whom new cases fell by 34%, from 9,300 in 2017 to 6,100 in 2021. Also, the figures show a 34% drop in new infections among gay and bisexual males, a population that accounted for 80% of new infections within this age group. Overall, in 2021, men who have sex with men accounted for 64% of the approximately 1.2 million people aged 13 and older estimated to be living with HIV in the United States. The CDC said the data indicates that improvements in the areas of testing and treatment, as well as increased usage of pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, have contributed to the progress. According to the CDC, about 30% of those who could benefit from having PrEP were prescribed it in 2021, compared to only about 13% in 2017. But racial disparities were glaring, with PrEP coverage estimated at just 11% for Black individuals and 21% for Hispanic individuals, compared with 78% for whites. Meanwhile, Black and Hispanic individuals accounted for 40% and 29%, respectively, of new HIV infections among those 13 and older in 2021. Montana has become the first state to specifically ban people dressed in drag from reading books to children at public schools and libraries, part of a host of legislation aimed at the rights of the LGBTQ community in Montana and other states. Bills in Florida and Tennessee also appear to try and ban drag reading events, but both require the performances to be sexual in nature, which could be up for interpretation. Both of those bills, by the way, are currently facing legal challenges. But the Montana bill is unique when compared to other states' drag bans in that it not only specifically mentions drag story hours, but it also explicitly acknowledges and bans both drag queens and drag kings from reading in front of children. The legislation also defines both as a male or female performer who adopts a flamboyant or parodic male or feminine persona with glamorous or exaggerated costumes and makeup. Now, I'm not sure why any of that is inappropriate for children, as there's nothing sexually oriented or obscene about flamboyant costumes. Anyone who's ever attended a drag story hour knows that the fantastic costumes and makeup help children open their imaginations and go with the storybooks being read to them, which generally focus on being kind and accepting of themselves and others. The Montana bill's sponsor, State Rep. Braxton Mitchell, a Republican, told NBC News the point was to let kids be kids. Mitchell added, quote, "I've asked this question from the beginning. Why do these people want to dress half naked and read books to kids? Never got an answer," end quote. Well, the answer is, drag performers at story hours don't dress half naked, nor do they approach the events from a sexualized perspective. The bill's opponents say the definitions of drag are vague, and they are worried that it could even lead to bans of certain theater performances. Netflix gave us a first look at season 2 of its romantic queer-centered drama Heartstopper earlier this week. The new season of the acclaimed series starring Kit Connor and Joe Locke is set to premiere on August 3rd. Fans were thrilled to get a sneak peek with several images from season 2. The Heartstopper crew looks to have a lot on their plate according to the synopsis for season 2, which reads, Nick, Kit Connor, and Charlie, Joe Locke, navigate their new relationship. Tara and Darcy face unforeseen challenges, and Tao and Elle work out if they can ever be more than just friends. With exams on the horizon, a school trip to Paris, and a prom to plan, the gang has a lot to juggle as they journey through the next stages of life, love, and friendship. Executive producer Patrick Walkers said in a press statement, "Continuing the story of Nick, Charlie, and the rest of the Heartstopper gang for season 2 has been an absolute privilege. Author Alice Oseman and I have been able to watch the actors evolve their performances in every way, and this season is so emotional because of their amazing work. Get ready." Look for season 2 of Heartstopper, premiering August 3rd on Netflix. And that brings me to the end of this episode of The Randy Report. If you enjoy catching up on LGBTQ news in a quick podcast, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it with your friends. I like to think of The Randy Report as the 60 minutes of gay news, only shorter. And remember, you can find me every day on the internet at therandyreport.com, where I cover the daily news cycle regarding politics, pop culture, and entertainment news of interest to the LGBTQ community and its allies. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next time.